Giants and Cubs, Madison Bumgarner on the Hill, and we're joined by the man, Larry Baer of the San Francisco Giants, the president. He runs it. He's the guy. How are you?
Hi, Marty. Happy spring training. Happy 21st year.
Isn't this really amazing?
Has it been 21 years since you and I bumped into each other and you said, hey, you know what? Let's talk.
Oh, no. That was 2009. So that was... I had already started in 98.
Oh, you were okay. So you've only been with us. Oh, you're a rookie.
2010. Yeah, this is what, eighth year, I think, with us.
So you came in 2010.
2010, and things started to happen.
Okay. All right. So basically, in our 60 years in San Francisco, the bottom line is nothing really happened until Marty. We didn't win a Game 7 in the World Series. We didn't do any of that until Marty showed up in 2010. So thanks for showing up.
Well, it's actually true.
Thanks for all the great work you do.
Well, I appreciate it. It's been fun, and you know that. And, you know, just connecting with the fans and doing these long pre-games and post-games. And, you know, people just can't wait for this season to start, and there's a different attitude. And, you know, from a business standpoint, you had to go through a season of 98 losses and regroup. And there's just – it's like the sunshine has come out. It's springtime. It's optimism, and in business and on the field.
You know, that's right. And I look for little signs. You know, this is our 26th year, our group with the franchise. We came in 1993. And, you know, we like to say it, every year is a different movie. You talk about the mosaic through the year. But every year is a different movie. And I saw something, and this was just a little glimpse I caught at FanFest, where on Friday, before FanFest really started, we have this team meeting, and I spoke, and a few of us spoke, and just talked about the, you know, welcome to the Giants, and we have a lot of new players and some new coaches this year. And so spoke, and they were going to go do media assignments about 10:30, and we stopped at about 10:15. The meeting ended, so it was 15 minutes for the entire team was there and I noticed in that room there was electricity. Guys were talking. Guys were new guys. You know, McCutcheon was in there with Posey, and Longoria was yucking it up with guys, and it was just something that I felt. Clearly different from last year, and there's just an energy around the squad this year. I think part of it is because we've got some really, top of class professionals, character wise and ability wise, and so we're really excited about it, Marty. And we went through a lot of twists and turns in this off season, realizing that we have in our 25 years, we've had maybe two or three really off seasons in the 25 years of this group, and last year was one of them. And so, you know, we spent 5 hours in a hotel room with Giancarlo Stanton. Mm. We spent a few hours at Creative Artists with Shitel Ohtani. Yeah. We with a lot of twists and turns, and because I think our DNA is we want to be in on every possible deal. But I have to say, where we are right now, game number 3, spring training. I'm really, really pleased with the way where we ended versus where, you know, we might have ended if we went down different paths.
Well, you know how baseball works, and you're a baseball historian as much as anybody. There are ups and downs in franchises, and when you get to be the age of 29, 30, 31, it used to be your prime. I mean, you couldn't wait to get a guy who was in that age, and that's where these guys are. So these guys are not past their prime. They just had bad seasons, and whatever could go wrong went wrong. So now the Giants are sort of like the Phillies were, you know, in 2010, and the Giants were the kids, and they had to take on the veteran team, and, you know, you play a veteran team that wins. And that's how I see this team. They just know how to play baseball. And I just looked at the lineup for today, and you look, Panic, McCutcheon, Posey, Longoria, Pence, Sandoval. And then you have three, Jensen, Tomlinson, and Hernandez, who will be replaced by Belt, Crawford, and Jackson. And that's, you know, those are nine hitters.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, the age thing, it's a healthy, interesting topic to talk about age. You know, it is 28 the new 32 or whatever, 32 the new 35 or whatever in baseball. And I think the way we look at it, the way Brian Sabian looks at it, Bobby Evans, Bruce Bochy, Dave Greshen, our trainer, very important to hear his voice, is the number one predictor to whether a guy will be able to stay on the field all year and be, you know, injury free. And of course, there are freak incidents, and you can get hit with a pitch, and you can, things can happen that are random. But the number one indicator as to whether a guy can play, 150 plus games, is what's he done in the past. Mm-hmm. And if you look at Evan Longoria, and you look at Andrew McCutchen, and you look at the guys who are, you know, we're counting on, who are 31, they're not 35, they're 31. Or Longo, I guess, is 32, and McCutchen is 31. That, you know what? They're playing 150 games a year. You know, they're very rarely going down. And that means they're playing through injuries, and that means they're finding a way to get back on the field. So I think that the age thing is relative. I mean, they're 29-year-olds who are out there, 26-year-olds who are, you know, playing half a season every year because they're getting hurt all the time. So they're random events, but in general, I think the science is such that, you know, if a guy finds a way to play 140, 150 games a year, in his through his 20s, he's usually finding a way to do that in his early 30s.
Well, it's like a pitcher. A pitcher throws 200 innings every year. You can sort of count on him up to a certain point. He's going to throw his 200 innings, and that's the way baseball works. And these two guys do play all the time, and they're clubhouse leaders. And just the whole attitude. And I've had Matt Hergis on and Kurt Young, and I haven't had Alonzo Powell on yet, but I've talked to Rick Shue. And there's just a different vibe. There's a different vibe around it. And even the fans who've called in, they just can't wait for the team to come back and let's see what happens. And that's what baseball's all about.
It is. And I think, you know, changing things up is sometimes it's necessary. And I look at even the change-up we've done, the little tweak. It feels like a tweak where Ronnie Wotus becomes the third base coach.
The professor.
And I know you have Woe on all the time.
Yeah, Sunday morning with the professor.
And Bam Bam becoming the bench coach. You know, I think there's some subtlety to that, but I also think there's a clubhouse dynamic that plays into, which is important. I'll never forget our conversation with Alonzo Powell when we hired him. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you. The first conversation with Alonzo Powell was, then the Astros were really Jim Crane and AJ Hinch and Jeff Luhnow were really good about, because, you know, they're in the middle of the playoffs and a million things on their mind. And we called them up and said, we'd like to talk to Alonzo Powell being our hitting coach next year. And, you know, they're in the LCS at that point, and they're like, oh, gee, okay. They said yes. And that's not always what happens in those situations. And so our first interview with Alonzo Powell was a Skype interview. He was on the field at Dodger Stadium at 11 a.m. before Game 6, Astros-Dodgers. And he was talking about the art of hitting. And he's a San Francisco guy, by the way. Lincoln High School. So we have a little wager on the Lowell Lincoln baseball series coming up. But Alonzo, he's just, you know, the art of hitting. He's very much a player's coach in the sense that he, you know, no two players are treated the same. He understands how to motivate and did an amazing job in Houston with everyone. I remember Boach, one of his first questions is, you know, how do you get what you get out of Altuve? Mm-hmm. You know, and you think about Alonzo, and so he's fit in beautifully. I mean, thank goodness, you know, he had an off-season surgery, and wasn't that long ago, and he's doing extremely well, and he's been in uniform, and he's going to be, you know, completely good to go on opening day, and he's good to go now to be in the dugout. So we really like the way it all works. I mean, and just to be straight with us, you know, Dave Righetti, who we all love, 19 years our pitching coach, is coming down shortly, and he's going to be here for a bunch of days watching the games with Brian and Bobby and working with Kurt Young. I mean, we consulted Dave when we brought in a new pitching coach and brought in Kurt, and Dave's going to be very much a part of things, as is Mark Gardner.
Boy, very good. Larry Bear with us. So a lot to, you know, look forward. Look, it's baseball. I can't wait for the first pitch of opening day and, of course, four games. April is not a pleasant month. Let me tell you something. I know you guys like to have home games at the end of the season, but, boy, April is a monster for you.
It is. With the inside the division, all these games.
Come on, you've got ten games with the Dodgers, seven of the first nine.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. No, it's crazy. And so, I think you've heard it before, but getting off to a good start is going to be really important. I like the fact we have we open in L.A., but then we come right home. So we have the four games in L.A., and then we're home with Seattle and the Dodgers. And I think it's going to be important for everybody, the fans. You know, one of the things that Longoria and McCutchen, Austin Jackson, Tony Watson have all said is they really like the fact that the ballpark is the way it is, our home ballpark, and the fan support. And you know, and Marty, it looks like we're going to be about 30,000 season tickets again. So the fans have been really fantastic this offseason, and they're going out to sfgiants.com to pick up their individual game seats as well as their season tickets, group seats, what have you. And having that energy in the park, especially early in April. You know, a lot of teams, it's tough to get going, and some of it's the weather where, you know, baseball, I think the toughest day is the day after opening day, right?
Yeah,
and teams have, you know, things kind of, again, this lull schools in, and we've always done really well early. And I think it's going to be important for the fans the fans down here in Scottsdale are into it. You can see, I mean, yesterday when we played the Dodgers at Glendale, a lot of Giants fans.
Did you hear the seventh inning?
I did not hear the
seventh
inning.
Take me out to the ball game?
No.
The Giants drowned out the Dodgers. I couldn't believe it, right? FP and I were sitting together. We couldn't believe it.
We travel well. The Giants fans travel well, and you'll hear them in L.A., and especially in San Diego, but and everywhere. But it's so that's super important, too. That's a big ingredient. And so I just think that we're... You know, here it is, our 60th season in San Francisco.
Yeah, tell us something. Well, first of all, you got August 11th, I think, is the date of Barry Bonds' number retiring. How about that?
So you think back and you think about all the different things that over the years, and you look at the eras, and of course, people have asked, okay, Barry's not in the Hall of Fame by Hall of Fame.
So how did the thought process go with that?
So the thought process was that. How would we feel about somebody wearing number 25 again? And is he in the discussion with the others whose numbers are retired, New York and San Francisco? And there was never a hard and fast rule. You have to be in the Hall of Fame to have your number retired. And we would open it up to others who aren't in the Hall of Fame. And it just felt natural. It felt like to have another player wear number 25 and to have Barry's number not retired, where he's arguably one of the greatest players of all time, made no sense to us. And you could get into the argument about legitimacy and all that.
Right.
But I think that no matter how you cut it, his import to the franchise... Even, from the early days on, starting in 1993, starting when the team returned to San Francisco, stayed in San Francisco, looked like we might move. I mean, that in and of itself was huge. So it's just you just put all the factors together, and it was a pretty easy decision.
Yeah. Over the 60 years, there are certain players, and look, he's one of them. And, of course, you were instrumental in getting the stadium together. You were instrumental with many people in saving the franchise, but... He really what became the franchise.
Yeah, so in 93, he was the first move when Peter and I put the group together and launched the Giants of 1993, and then he was instrumental in creating the momentum for the franchise that led to the ballpark being privately financed and built and opened in 2000. So, I mean, how do you ignore that?
Yeah.
How do you say, well, we're going to put that aside?
No, it's San Francisco. They're not retiring his number in Detroit. It's San Francisco, and in San Francisco, that's the deal.
Well, and he's one of our own. I mean, he was always viewed as family.
Yeah.
And people say, well, he was a controversial figure around the country, but, in San Francisco, he was in diapers in the Giants clubhouse when his father was playing. His godfather, perhaps the greatest of them all, Willie. And so Barry Bonds is part of who we are.
All right, very good. Well, it's great to have you here. And, Mardi Gras is April 2nd. If you're around at Original Joe's, we love having you.
The eve of opening day.
We do that every year.
Will you let everybody get home and get a good night's sleep before the opener?
Absolutely. Mardi Gras is a big hit. So
not too much alcohol?
We love to have you there. It's an open night now, so maybe you'll come by Original Joe's.
Is that Original Joe's?
Yeah, okay. In North Beach.
Not Westlake. You're changing it up, Westlake.
Well, Westlake is good, but I like the locale at North Beach. So you're always invited. You've been to Original
I've been to both.
To Mardi Gras before.
Yes, I have. So if I could stop by.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah, okay, we'll do. And just thanks for everything, Marty, and look forward to lots of great hours upon hours of Giants baseball with you before and after games on the weekends.
I appreciate it. Who knows what the story will be, but I'll guarantee it will be a story.
Looking forward.
All right, thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Marty.